Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Is Mr. Don Pano?
Yes.
Okay, sir. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Okay.
Yes. Are you in a safe place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Okay, sir.
I am.
Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? The options are white, Caucasian, African-American, black, mixed race with black, Hispanic
black.
Or Latino, Asian.
Black.
Thank you, sir. Would be, what is your age?
Over 70.
Over 70. Thank you, sir. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably
definitely.
Vote. Are the chances definitely 50-50 or
yeah.
Probably not vote?
Say that again, please, the last question.
Yes, are the chances 50-50 or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And is that strongly approved or somewhat approved of the Joe Biden job? Strongly.
Strongly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first is the Democratic Party.
100.
Okay, next is Joe Biden.
100.
The Republican Party.
0.
Tammy Baldwin.
80.
J.D. Vance.
0.
Project 2025?
0.
Donald Trump?
0.
Kamala Harris?
100.
Thank you, sir. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, and the Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, in November we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. As district attorney, Kamala Harris stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against the big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Kamala Harris has been taking down criminals like Donald Trump her entire career, and with our support, she'll do it again in November. 0, not convincing at all. 5, somewhat convincing. 10, very convincing.
I'm going to say I'm in between, right? They're in between those numbers?
Yes, from 0 to 10.
Okay, I'll say 9.
Thank you. Next one is, while Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans were to repeal
Obama. You just got on a different speaker or something. Something just changed. I can't hear your voice. I don't know what happened.
Okay, sir.
That's better.
Can you hear me?
That's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. While Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans work to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford health care. As vice president, Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans and helped pass rules to keep millions more Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. 0, not convincing at all. 5, somewhat convincing. 10, very convincing.
Okay, that's kind of a double negative there. So it doesn't mean you necessarily agree with the statement. It's whether it's convincing that you, the statement itself, okay.
And would you say it's from 0 to 10?
0. Well.
0.
Oh, 1 second. Well, I'll say 10. I'm sorry. Yeah, 10.
Okay. And how would you rate it from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Okay. And this November, we have the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just the first woman president, but also the first black woman president. But this election is about more than just her background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing new, more representative leaders focused on winning a better future for all Americans. Voting for Harris really means a chance to turn our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change, opportunity, and justice for all in a country that sorely needs it. 0, not at all convincing. 5, somewhat convincing. And 10, very convincing.
10.
Thank you. And we are almost done. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and the Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is very convincing reason to vote, and a 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential election. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, now, Donald Trump promised big oil executive billions of dollars worth of tax cuts and the elimination of environmental regulations in exchange for $1 billion toward his campaign, leaving ordinary Americans vulnerable to corporate price gouging and stalling action to address climate change. 0, not at all convincing. 5, somewhat convincing. 10, very convincing.
10, very convincing.
Okay. We need gun reform to make our community safer, but Trump's policies would make things worse. Trump is aligned with the NRA, and the gun lobby has promised to not only block any meaningful gun reform, like banning assault weapons, but will make it even easier to purchase high-powered guns without background checks or a permit. If we want to make our communities safer and protect our young people, we must vote to stop them from flooding our streets with guns. 0, not at all convincing. 5, somewhat convincing. 10, very convincing.
10, very.
Thank you. And all women, but black women in particular, have fought long and very hard for the right to control their own bodies in this country. Donald Trump is a threat to that fundamental right. Trump bragged about getting Roe versus Wade overturned and taking away women's reproductive rights, and would sign a national bill to ban abortion, and his appointed justices, who are trying to ban contraceptives like Plan B and limit access to birth control. This is an assault on the people's right to make choices for themselves. 0, not convincing at all. 5, somewhat convincing. And 10, very convincing.
10.
Okay, and the last of this section, everything else is very quick. Trump and Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear that they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off entitlement programs, ignoring that they spent a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. We must vote to protect the retirement security of ourselves and of our parents and grandparents. 0, not at all convincing. 5, somewhat convincing. And 10, very convincing.
9.
Thank you. Okay, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. And it's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and the Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Yes, sir, and once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you, sir. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Very important.
You're welcome.
For the community.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you. Keep up the good work. Thank you.